In the United States, the former Massachusetts governor Mitt Romney has won a thumping victory in the high-stakes Florida primary. It puts him in a commanding position to become the Republican nominee who takes on Barack Obama in November. With 98% of the ballots counted, Romney has 46.4% of the votes, leading his main rival Newt Gingrich by 14 points. North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports on the fourth and most significant contest of the Republican nomination so far.
Thank you so much.
The former Massachusetts governor exuded confidence as he took to the stage in Tampa, Florida to claim a resounding victory.
To the people in this room and to the people all over Florida, thank you tonight for this great victory.
Less than 2 weeks ago, Mitt Romney suffered a surprise thrashing at the hands of his main rival, the former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, in South Carolina's primary. But since then, the 64-year-old former private equity tycoon has toughened his already well-funded and well-organized campaign. Mitt Romney put in two strong debate performances and pumped more than $14 million into an advertising blitz attacking Gingrich, spending almost five times as much as his opponent. In the end, Romney won over almost every category of Republican voter, men, women, and Florida's large Hispanic constituency.
I want to restore to America the values and principles that made us the hope of the earth, and I'll do it.
But it's become a bruising battle, each candidate hurling increasingly bitter personal barbs at the other, prompting questions about whether the nomination process would leave the party badly split. It was something Romney acknowledged in his victory speech.
A competitive primary does not divide us, it prepares us, and we will win.
Newt Gingrich needed a close finish in Florida more than Mitt Romney needed a blowout win. Gingrich has taken a pounding from the Republican establishment, with leading voices in the party elite warning he could imperil the GOP's chances in the general election. But despite coming a distant second, the 68-year-old former Georgian congressman had lost none of his bluster by the time he faced supporters in Orlando.
We are going to contest every place and we are going to win, and we will be in Tampa as the nominee in August.
Far from admitting defeat, Newt Gingrich said the Florida result proved the contest was now a definite two-horse race. Republican strategist Ed Rollins, though, says Gingrich needs to face some facts.
There are two elements that basically probably broke the back tonight. One is he did very badly among women, and he didn't do well among the Hispanic voters, and those two groups, and senior citizens. And those three groups basically were the big difference here. There's two elements to any campaign. One is a great candidate, and one is you got to have a great organization. Newt has not yet put the organization together. He's got good people, but it's not functioning on all cylinders. And I think you saw that this week, and I think this is what the Romney people have been saying they were going to do, and they did it. They went out and executed. They had tremendous resources, financial resources, but they made it work.
Mitt Romney has been the presumed frontrunner for much of the nomination contest, but he struggled to dispel misgivings about his political record as the governor of a liberal state which passed a health care reform that became the template for Barack Obama's national overhaul. There have also been doubts about Romney's conservative credentials after he flip-flopped on abortion, gay rights and gun control, not to mention the question of his Mormon faith. But the Republican political consultant Alex Castellanos says Mitt Romney now has momentum on his side.
Victory changes everything. All of a sudden you get prettier and sexier and everybody wants to date the girl that just won the beauty contest.
Basking in the glow of his win, Mitt Romney sounded every bit the nominee.
This campaign is about more than replacing a president. It's about saving the soul of America. Together, we will build an America where hope is a new job with a paycheck, not a faded word and an old bumper sticker.
The action now moves west to Nevada, which votes on the weekend. There are then four more contests throughout February in states highly favourable to Romney, meaning it's now up to Gingrich to revive his candidacy if he wants to stay in the race. This is Jane Cowan reporting for PM.